Hello, today is the 29th of December. Getting pretty cool, close to the New Year's. It's 5:30 at night, and I'm driving back from Lawrence because my stupid post office in Tonganoxie closes too early. Closes at 4:30 in the afternoon, and I always have something at 4 o'clock I need to get down there, and I can never get it together fast enough to get all the stuff together, get into town, and then I end up being 5 minutes late, so I have to drive to Lawrence. Nice thing about Lawrence, though, and I wish that every post office, even the small town post offices, had these, is a little kiosk, a little 24-hour kiosk, where you can drop a box and drop it off at the post office, and you slip your credit card in there. It's actually pretty cool. What I actually did today is I got a sheet for it. It all printed out. It was like $7 to send this box. And then after that was done, it asked you, want to make any more purchases? I said, yes, I want some stamps. So I got a book of stamps. And that's really cool, you know. I actually could get to the Lawrence one. There was a line, and I certainly could have gotten in there by 5:30. And I thought, nah, you know what, I'm just going to, instead of waiting in line, I'm just going to use the kiosk and I do like the human interaction of going to the post office and saying hello to the fine people at the post office, stuff like that. But I decided that I'd get in there and get out of there. But now I'm heading to the gym. I'm going to put in maybe an hour workout and probably go home after that. I'm not sure. I got a couple of ideas, things I might want to do. Tomorrow I'm working down in Wichita, and then I'll be back home for New Year's Eve. I don't think I'm going to do very much. I will probably be in bed by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, but we will see. We will see about that. There's a band playing in town at Tuna's Tavern. I may be going to that. And I might not. I don't know. Sunday will be on New Year's, right? Yeah, New Year's is Sunday. I don't know what I'll do that day either. But on Monday, I'm hoping to get this wiring done. And I'm also just finishing up another project I was working on. One of these little 5-inch Sony monitors. It's called a 5044Q. And it's a portable field monitor, but we use them in the racks in the satellite truck. We also use them for air checks and for just little special things. Well, it was way out of whack, so it required a few new capacitors, and I just kind of decided I'd do an overhaul on it, replace all the capacitors that I could, and then I'm also going to get inside and try to get it to focus right. There were a bunch of things that just went goofy on it, but it's been bouncing down the road for 300,000 miles. You would think at some point that it would have fallen apart before this, but that's not the case. Stuff just falls apart, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. This, I think, just kind of came out of whack. It's probably the most used monitor in all of the racks. I'm actually surprised that it's not in worse shape than it is, but it's kind of funny that I'm fixing all this stuff, because I'm thinking that in 5 to 10 years there probably aren't going to be a lot of these things that exist. I was in Best Buy yesterday. They still have obviously tube televisions everywhere at Best Buy. They have maybe two rows of them. And they have dropped in price dramatically. We're talking about $60 to $80 for a little 13-inch monitor you might put in your kitchen or something. But that's versus having an LCD monitor. LCDs use less power. They're better on your eyes. Stuff like that. I'm going 70 and this guy's passing me. He must really be in a hurry to get home. They must be having chicken with stovetop stuffing at his house, as the commercial goes. So it's funny seeing the trend of the way that everything's going. Everything's going to LCDs. Everything's going away from tubes and CRT monitors. And it's amazing how cheap you can get that stuff for. And I'm actually now trying to figure out, I think at some point I am going to go just buy another monitor for 60, 70 bucks and then work on the two monitors that I need to work on. One is a, I think both of the problems on both of these monitors, they just need new BNC plugs. They actually come with RCA plugs and they're really cheap and they're soldered into the joint. And I think that when we buy these things, we should automatically rip out the RCA connectors and put in BNCs. But we don't tend to think about those things. We just kind of, you know, work and don't think of the preventative maintenance things. I'm guessing, though, that if I can get these other two fixed, they should last me another... Well, one of them's pretty much shot. That one I should really just throw away. The other one is will probably last another, I don't know, 5-10 years. So, I went to the doctor also yesterday. The doctor should be my last doctor visit. I may go back in about 6 months to a year. He wants to make some money on me. And he just wants to see where I'm at. And it's good to have that stuff and for him to know me and know all that stuff, not be walking into this guy blind. But I'm set up for another appointment in 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, something like that. April, right after April Fool's Day. Yeah, nice, huh? The biggest thing about it is that the reason that I went ahead and made another appointment is not because I need it, but it's because just in case something goes wrong between now and then, I can hook up with another appointment and come to see him early. And if it gets to, I don't know, 3-4 months, all I have to do is the day before is cancel. I may go ahead and do that. Just cancel my appointment. I'm probably going to be working anyway, so I'm not even going to really think about it except to cancel with the office. All this, the area around this town, around Tonganoxie, just growing up by leaps and bounds. I think there are 3,000 people that have moved. There's something like 8,000 or 9,000 now. I don't know that they really have a guess at how many people are in town. There's three housing developments that have started from cornfields and are now... They've gone from cornfields to housing development in about 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And now it's not just a matter of the roads being built, the houses are in. And it's a good thing for the town. I think a lot of towns have been losing restaurants, losing local business, stuff like that. I think there's actually two more doctors that moved to town, which is really cool. That's something that's been needed in this area for quite a while. And they weren't going to move into Basser. Basser's a little closer to Kansas City, but it's about half the size, maybe quarter the size, as Tonganoxie. And I think a lot of people realize they want to live a little further out, want to have good schools, stuff like that. So I'm just pulling into the gym, pulling into town, and after this, I'm just going to head home and try to get some computer work done and catch up on some paperwork, that type of thing.